We're now recording.
Thank you very much, Ricardo. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the JIG call on the 3rd of April 2012. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Jan Zhang, Jonathan Shea, Edmund Chung, and Avi Dorian. From staff, we have myself, Natalie Peregrine, and we have apologies from Fad Batani and Chris Dillon. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Natalie, and thank you all for joining the call. Great to have new volunteer actually joined. Good to have you on, Jonathan. And I guess I sent along a fairly brief agenda, mainly to look into the next steps on the universal acceptance item that we've identified and collected comments for. But sort of before that, I wanted to raise one issue, and probably Jane can help me out here. In terms of the new volunteers that we have gotten from to participate in the group, as we discussed this a few meetings before, to hope to drive a little bit more participation. I was wondering, because I saw the note that the CCNSO still has to approve the additional volunteers. I don't know where the where we are with that and how we get that going, because I just realized that they're not added today, and perhaps that speaks to why many of them aren't able to join us yet. So I was wondering, Jane, if you know what the next steps need to be in order to get them onto the list.
My understanding is that we need a formal approval from the CCNSO Council, probably at the next CCNSO Council meeting.
Would you know when that is going to be?
I'm not sure. I need to double check.
Okay. Yeah, because that would be useful, and so we can formally add them in. I understand that the GNSO side has also been working to rally a few more volunteers, and we should be expecting a list from them shortly as well. So it would be good to have all of them formally added to the mailing list, and hopefully we'll be able to drive more participation. Okay, so I guess with that, the next is on the universal acceptance of INTLDs. So a few items there, but before I go there, I wonder if anyone thinks there needs to be any other items added to today's short agenda. Okay. Hearing none, I'll push forward. So the public comment period closed on March 23rd, and we received, a total of six comments coming in. We, in our last couple of meetings, we already took a look at the from the registry constituency and from the ALAC, some of that notes. We're glad that the extension brought a few more comments in. I think they're constructive. I don't know whether you guys have the list in front of you, but one of which came from Chris Chaplow, and seems like he provided a link, and the link goes back to the ALAC statement. So I'm kind of wondering whether he provided a wrong link and was intending to provide a different link. So I guess my question is Natalie, how should we or what's the next step on this? How do we get back to Chris, perhaps asking whether that is the link he was intending to provide, and also what's the next step in terms of from staff on the reply and sort of the sort of a consolidation of the comments.
Sorry, Edmund. Bart would be the man to ask about those next steps. That is not my domain at all. What we can do, however, is take notes of these questions and ask him at the end of the ask him at the end of this conference call.
Okay. So that would be useful. So I guess two items. If you can help forward the note to Bart, is one on Chris Chaplow's comment. How do we reach out back to him to ask whether he might have accidentally provided a wrong link, and to provide the link he's looking for? That's one. The second is to look at what the next step should be in terms of having a report on the public comments.
No problem. That's noted.
Thank you. Okay. So with that, I guess I wonder if anyone has any comments or thoughts on the comments received. Have anyone had a chance to take a look at them? Okay. Hearing silence. I guess quickly, I'll provide a summary of what I from what I read. I think in general there is the feedback seems to be that this is a topic that is of importance for for the community and for ICANN to spend some effort on. I think the one of most substance is probably from the registry constituency, and for us to consider some taking a survey as a next step, a survey approach as a next step, and then also I guess from there's comment coming from Joseph E., and I think that's quite constructive in terms of some of the things that we can perhaps do as well. So in general, that's sort of the feeling that I got. I guess it was the initial report that went out was probably good starting point. However, we probably need to do a little bit more work in fleshing out some more things before the community would be able to provide more. We'll be able to get a more concrete input from the community. So that's sort of my feeling from the comments received. Any response or thoughts to that? Okay. Hearing none, I'll continue to move forward on this. And the next item is just a quick update from the public session that was held in Costa Rica. So there was a public session that was held in Costa Rica on universal acceptance. It was led by the staff team that is working on the issue. We had a number of speakers talk about some of the experience from registries, both IDN CCTLD registries and also GTLD registries on the issue. I think, you know, in my feeling is that I'd like to use the information that was collected from there as input in addition to the comments we received from the initial report for our next steps. I believe they should have transcription, so we should have the transcript for that session, and we can pull some information out of there for us to consider on the next steps. Does that make sense? If it does, perhaps you can just say it does so that it's not just me talking.
That's
anyone?
Good to me.
Okay, Jane, you...
No, Edmund, we are listening to you, so...
Okay. So I assume that makes sense. So as Bart is working on summarizing the comments received, I guess we'll see if we can include some of the comments and thoughts that are collected in the Costa Rica session into this as well. So that brings me to sort of the next steps on this issue, and to consider what we should do next. On that topic, I guess my first couple of questions is to this group is one, how we think we should work together with the staff efforts that is now restarting, you know, since we started the discussion. And the second one is what we can do together and whether, you know, a survey type of approach that was suggested by the registry constituency is perhaps the right way to go about and to work with staff on that. Any thoughts on that?
This is Aubrey.
Please go ahead.
Just because I don't want you to feel like no one else is talking. And
thank you.
I decided I should really speak a lot less because I'm always the one that's speaking. But anyhow, we've entered an age of surveys, and while I agree that they're useful, I'm beginning to worry about whether we're not approaching a survey fatigue sometimes within ICANN. So it seems appropriate, certainly, to work with staff. In terms of, though, doing a survey, what kind, approaching whom, is a very open issue, and how you make sure that you've got a population that at responding to the survey that's actually sufficiently inclusive. So I guess I'm saying I don't see another way at the moment. It is the way we've adopted lately, but I'm not sure how useful it is.
Thank you, Ari. That's a good point. I guess I don't think I'm not siding each way, but I'd like to hear what others think. Maybe you know, from Jonathan or Rafiq or Jane, whether you think it's a better idea to reformat what we had into a sort of survey and try to get the information in, or we think we understand the issue enough to push forward to a next step and perhaps suggest the survey to be done by staff rather than coming from us.
Edmund, Jonathan.
Please, go ahead.
I think it depends on also on the time available for this exercise. If we still have sufficient time, then a survey thing will be more appropriate. But if we are running out of time, then given that the group has collected sufficient information, then maybe we can just go ahead with posting something.
Okay. On this particular item, I don't think we're really in a very big time crunch, but as we move forward, we are hearing more and more concerns, especially from IDN CCTLDs, that these type of issues are creeping up and becoming a bigger problem that we would like ICANN to act on. So I don't think we're pressed in terms of any kind of deadline, but this issue certainly is emerging as more and more important as IDN CCTLDs are being promoted. Any thought from Jane? Do you think, what's your feeling on whether, we identified a number of items, for example, things that ICANN should take some action in, even including in terms of a policy or implementation kind of arena where we would ask for them to implement some measures for at least existing registries and registrars that offer IDNs to support universal acceptance of IDNs with their system. So my feeling is, given Alvry's suggestion and comments, perhaps we could try for a draft. It's still go for a draft final report with some of the recommendations going forward, and then passing some of the more open issues over to then passing that over to the staff team, which has been reignited anyway, so that they could take on that part. Do people think that makes sense? Because for this group, perhaps us identifying some key, being from the CCNSO and GNSO, perhaps our role is more to point out some of the policy related issues and some issue that staff can follow up on, rather than us actually doing that work, especially given that now that there is a staff team that is being actively pursuing this.
Adam, this is Jen. I think that's going to be a better approach that makes sense, actually.
Okay.
No? Yeah. Because probably at this stage, just as that, we could have some open issues to staff. Since we're already about a reporting team on staff, so probably idea.
Okay. Thank you. And what do I guess, Avery? Do you think perhaps taking that approach might make more sense? Is it good to? Because perhaps one of the concerns that I also have is whether this group would come up with a the right set of stuff for a survey. It might be even better for us to summarize what we already have identified and pass it on to staff and have them do that type of survey and highlight a few key recommendations rather than getting into the details.
I agree.
Hey, this is Avery. Oh, sorry, I'll back off. I thought you had stopped. Sorry.
No. Thank you, Jonathan. But Avery, please go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's better. I think the first part of what you say is that we should, using whatever consultations we do within our separate SOs and what have you, come up with our set of answers and if there are options, put those out and do that. In terms of whether there's a in terms of how to take it forward, in terms of how to fold it into other work, in terms of how to implement stuff or what have you, I think leaving it to staff, asking them to certainly, consult back with us if they're going to do surveys just to see that the understandings, but I don't even think we should go to so far as to suggest that they do a survey. If that's what ends up best, as I say, I certainly have survey fatigue. Anytime I see another survey come through in my email, I say, yeah, right, I'm going to spend time doing that, as opposed to reading something or doing something. And so I know I've almost stopped taking them anymore because I've just had it with surveys and I don't see what comes out the other side. So certainly us doing our work, us packaging it with reasoning and consultations and stuff seems like what we should be doing. If surveys is what staff decides they need to do to take it forward, then, bless them. And, just ask them to check back in with at least with the SOs before they do surveys, to make, if that's what they're going to do, to make sure that they make sense and that they reflect what the SOs have by then approved.
Okay, thank you, Avery. Yes, I think we're not going to prescribe exactly what staff go do some surveys, but perhaps just to collect stuff that we have received and thoughts that we have put in and say, hey, these are some of the issues and some of the thinking around this topic. Survey is one possibility. You might want to do a bit more work on these few areas. So that is sort of, I think that makes more sense. As you mentioned, we don't need to prescribe a particular path forward. So I guess with that, then it seems like the way forward might actually be simpler than what I started with thinking when we started the meeting, which is good. So in that case, I guess our next step would be to wait for Bart's. Summary on the comments, and then start working on a draft final report that would outline some of the a few recommendations that we will have that back to the council and back to which then goes back to staff on this issue. Okay, so. That's the extent of discussion.
This is Avery speaking.
Avery, please.
Yeah, Can I make one recommendation about how we do that? Once we get that report, one of the things that I think I have found most satisfying as a commenter when I've made comments, and also as a working group member when we receive comments, is to actually take each comment, discuss it within the group, decide if it changes, you know, anything, and write up a reason as to why or why not that comment is being reflected in the final report, or how it's being reflected. So I do recommend, you know, having just made it easier in terms of surveys, that we take the hard path through the, or the long path, or the what have you, through the comments, and not do like we see in some groups. Has everybody read the comments? Any changes we should make? No? Okay, let's go on. That we don't take that kind of short path, but we really do work through them. And I haven't looked at them yet. I mean, there could be none worth working through, or there could be massive numbers. I confess, I haven't looked at them yet. So, in fact, I tend to be lazy and wait for the staff person synthesis before I actually do look at them often. So that's one of the things that I recommend, is that we take the hard path through the comments and not the easy path through the comments.
Yeah, thank you, Avery. In fact, that has been the case for previous reports. Because, if you look back at the single character initial report and the final report, there were a public comment period for both of them, and each comment we actually respond to specifically. In the final report, I think it's all included in the final report, so each comment was... some comments were sort of lumped together, and then a particular response to that, and how, you know, why how it relates to the final report. So yes, I certainly agree with that approach, and especially given that, you know, we're not looking at hundreds of comments, then I certainly think it makes a lot of sense to respond specifically one by one, and that has been the approach before as well, and I think this is the appropriate approach going forward as well.
Okay, yeah, I probably should have just said we should do what we did before and not what other groups have been doing.
Cool. Okay. So it seems like we have a pretty clear path forward. Natalie, we'll depend on you to help us get to Bart and get some response on following up with the comments part.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. And so last part that I wanted to cover was the variant issues project and next steps on that. I was hoping that Dennis would join our call. He hasn't joined, so. I guess just to update everyone, there is a public comment period still going on for the variant issues project plan. The VIP team has issued a project plan with 8 projects that will take us another 2 years to go through without really an implementation deadline, an implementation path. So I guess personally, I'm a little bit concerned with that. But I encourage others on this group to respond in their various capacities on that issue. My question, perhaps, is whether it's appropriate for this group to respond to the public comment period. We have generally resisted doing that in the past because we rely on the other our other hats to do that, because anything that this group creates needs to go through the two councils. I should say in a formal process that should be the case. and that's the reason why we've never responded to public comment periods. What do other people think about this issue, and is that still our position that we, you know, we would rely on everyone else, everyone to comment on it themselves, and we will continue to observe the progress there.
Edmund, Jonathan here.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I do not see any conflict or any reasons not for this group to provide comment to the VIP project plan. But given that I'm new to the group, I am not 100% sure whether there are overlaps or conflicting interest which prevent us from giving comments.
Okay, thank you for that. We have discussed this a little bit in the past about other, you know, when their other reports came out. One of the key issue is that this group is a joint group formed by the GNSO and CCNSO Council. Our output needs to reflect the, I guess, opinions of the two councils, you know, ultimately should reflect, I shouldn't say that. Any official statement, I guess, from this group perhaps is more appropriate to go back to those our two parent organization sort of chartering organizations for them to eventually issue. That presents a challenge for us in terms of creating our statement or our opinions on particular subjects. So it's more of a process whether it's appropriate or not. I guess Bart was more has a bit more opinion on this as well. I wonder if Avri, Rafiq, or Jane has any thoughts on this particular item. No? If not, Jonathan, did I answer your question, or you still think, you know, perhaps we could look into this, and this is important enough that this group should make some comment?
I understand the background after your explanation, Edmund, and I also realize that there may be overlap in membership between the VIP project team and the JIG. And as such, it may seem to be quite redundant if we submit our comments, even unless the membership are quite different.
Well, on this particular subject, the VIP project plan was created completely from the staff team. I don't believe there was any overlap in terms of membership, at least not from the community side of things, on this project plan part.
I see. In that case, if we have sufficient time to draft something, and to have them approved by the respective parent group, GNSO and CCNSO, then I really think it is good for this group to give comments, given that the work are so closely related.
Okay, I think that's probably, you know, a good idea. But we will probably miss the you know, in order to for us to be able to go back to the two councils, we're going to definitely miss the public comment period window. That doesn't mean that we cannot still issue a statement and have the two councils look at it and approve it and send it on to the VIP team. So given that you brought this up, I wonder if you are willing to take a stab at, you know, volunteering to put some thoughts together on some items. What, you know, how we should respond. Certainly, as I mentioned, my personal view is, you know, that the project plan needs to have a clearer direction towards implementation, because right now there's no, you know, it seems like the light at the end of the tunnel has suddenly disappeared. So, Jonathan, do I hear a volunteer to put at least a few notes, a few points together for the group to take it forward, maybe at the mailing list and try to draft a simple response?
Yes, I think I can try to put some points together for the whole group to elaborate on.
That would be very useful. What do others think? Is Avery, Rafiq, Jane, do you think we should take this on or kill it before we start working further on it? Avery?
Yeah.
And you know I would want to pick on you.
Yeah. Because I'm always willing to speak. It definitely seems worth doing it, and with having had somebody volunteered to do it and having them agreed to that volunteering, I certainly wouldn't argue that it's something that irrelevant and should be thrown out. So, yeah, and I appreciate somebody being willing to take the task on.
Jane, are we good to...
I agree.
Okay, so I guess it's great to have Jonathan you help out on this, and perhaps you can put some thoughts together and send it to the list. I know you haven't been formally added into yet. I think that's just a matter of process, but. If you send back to the list, I'll make sure it's to the thread that you got this meeting note from. I'll make sure that it goes into the list.
Will do, Edmund.
Okay. With that, that's sort of the end of the what I have in mind for this. Today's meeting.
Thank you.
If there's no other items, then thank you everyone for joining, and thank you for your time, and we'll reconvene in 2 weeks' time, and in the meanwhile, we'll have, I guess, Bart update us on the mailing list, and also Jonathan to update us.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Everyone.
And happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Ricardo, you may now stop the recording. Thank you very much.